One of the greatest pursuits in life is Kedusha. We are told in the Parsha to be Kadosh. Kedoshim to you, ki Kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. You know that the greatest of all the mitzvos is to make a Kiddush Hashem. The most grave sin is to make a Chilul Hashem. And over here, when we have a specific commandment of Kedusha, so what exactly are we being commanded? So Rashi has this pshat of Purushin min Arayos, to separate ourselves from Arayos, to be holy in that realm. The Ramban famously discusses to not be a Naval Birshus HaTorah, to not indulge in the permissible components of the Torah. But I want to say maybe something, maybe different. Maybe the whole idea of Kedoshim to you, maybe it's what follows that makes someone holy, that makes someone a Kadosh. What follows? Ishimo v'aviv tirao v'ashos shabsosai tishmoru ania shamal kecha. And then, of course, it continues with so many other mitzvos, both asei and los asei, which, of course, together, collectively, make someone a kadosh. And I want to focus now, for the next few minutes, about the mitzvah of Shabbos. Because the pasuk right after Kedoshim to you, is that of Shabbos, where, even though, of course, it discusses Shabbos and Kibud Av, so Rashi says, why does it tell both of them in the same pasuk? To teach the lesson that if your parents tell you to violate Shabbos, so you might think, you know, Kibud Av Va'Em, that's one of the top 10, one of the Aseret HaDibros, I should probably listen to them. The concept, Aseh Docha Lo Taseh, you might think to listen to them, and yet, we don't. And Rashi gives the Svara, why? Because both your parents and you are commanded to listen to Hashem. And Hashem is telling you, you have to keep Shabbos. Therefore, Shabbos, you can never find Kedusha far away from Shabbos. Shabbos is the holy, one of the holiest things we have. When it comes to taking the litmus test to see how observant someone is, probably the first question is, are they Shomer Shabbos? And you know that if someone is Shomer Shabbos, that there are probably so many other things that they do, and so many of the Lo Taseh that they avoid. And if you find out that the person is not someone who's Shomer Shabbos, then you know, okay, they probably commit a lot of other things, and they're probably in a different type of category. And oftentimes, we have tremendous tests, different nisyonos. For most of us, for myself, honestly, I haven't been too tested in the realm of Shmira Shabbos. Haven't had such a desire to break Shabbos. I grew up in a frum home. But there are many people, and there are many people who have tremendous challenges. And sometimes in that specific area, just speaking to some of my students, I know that what's called, quote-unquote, half Shabbos, which really means zero Shabbos, is a really, really big challenge. There are two students right now who I try to text on Erev Shabbos, telling them to be strong, because I know it's mamish that area where it's them having such an issue to just not go on their phone. The rest of Shabbos, every other realm of Shabbos, they could do. They're okay. But it's mamish just using their phone, which is difficult. And I make sure to try to text them beforehand, saying, try your best. You could do it. I have faith in you. And hopefully they're going to be able to pass any Nisayon. But I want to share a story with you about a previous student of mine, a student that I'm still in touch with, a student by the name of Scott. And Scott, he was not necessarily the most devoted student that I've had, and our bond was through music. We played a number of kumzitzes together, and Scott didn't apply to go to Israel for the year. That wasn't on his radar, and Scott went straight to college. He went to Binghamton, and we ended up keeping in touch. We ended up trying to learn on the phone, which we, thank God, actually still do. We used to learn on Wednesday nights for a few years, and now we've moved over to Thursday nights. And when he was a freshman at Binghamton, and he was in a band. He was playing. He's a very talented musician. He plays bass, guitar, drums. And in the band, he was the bass player. And he tells me as follows. He says that we're about to enter a competition, a battle of the bands at Binghamton, and the winner of Battle of the Bands is going to be performing at something called the Spring Fling. And to tell you how chashuv this is that the band Walk the Moon, who sings, I'm not going to say the first word, but get up and dance. You could, instead of get, it's a different word, which many people know from Walk the Moon. So you were this band was going to be opening for Walk the Moon, which is very chashuv, and you're playing in front of the entire school. And that's the winner of this Battle of the Bands. And he said he found out that if you win, you go and you make it to perform at Spring Fling, that the performance is on Shabbos. And he said, I just wanted to talk to you about it. He said, I know I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to violate Shabbos. But let's just talk about it. And of course, what ended up happening is that they entered Battle of the Bands, and they won. And the day was set for Shabbos. And he spoke to the administration of the university to try to get it changed, and they couldn't change it. And it was play or leave the band, basically, or have someone else replace you in the band. And when he came to this, so he had this huge nisayon, where you're mamash in a band, and you want to make music, and he's a music major. And here it is. Here's the test. Here's the nisayon. And of course, I gave him tremendous chizuk, and I was very impressed with him saying at the onset of I'm not going to do it. I can't do it. I can't break Shabbos. And I said to him, I said, I'm sure over the next few months until you end up having that concert, you're going to think to yourself, you know what? Maybe if I just have the amp on beforehand, I'm just playing bass, what am I really doing? I said, one of the most important things is to not rationalize. It's not to say, you know, I'm not really violating, I'm not doing anything wrong. And he knew that, and he understood that. And he's mamash a hero. One of the things I told him is that as it got closer, I spoke to him right before, and I actually wanted to go that Shabbos. I wanted to spend Shabbos with him. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to. And this is in May 7th, 2016. So from tomorrow, or could be when you're listening to this right now, on May 7th, exactly 3 years ago. And one of the things I said to him, I said right before, and I said, this Shabbos is your Shabbos. And when I am going to be keeping Shabbos in Teaneck, New Jersey, you know what? I'm not really sacrificing much for the Shabbos. And you know, hopefully I try my best to have elements, of course, of Kiddush on Shabbos and to get Dveikus Vashem. But what you're going to experience this Shabbos is like no other person. Because you are sacrificing just for Shabbos. And this Shabbos is going to be amazing. And it will set the stage for Shabbosos for the rest of your life. And he didn't play. And he ended up being out of the band, even though at the time it was just temporary person who replaced him. But of course, there were other things that ended up happening on Shabbos that he couldn't go to, and he was out of the band pretty quickly. And you know what? That set the stage, and that catapulted him to the Sur Madrega of making sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we ask the question of, you know, how religious is the person? Are they Shomer Shabbos? Part of being Shomer Shabbos is the sacrifice for Hashem. And to be someone who's Ish Kadosh, Kedoshim to you as we're commanded to be, it's about sacrifice. Nothing within religion is meaningful if it's not, it doesn't have sacrifice. If it's easy to do, if it's simple to do, if you want to do it, okay. I'm not saying there's no schar involved, I'm not saying it's not a mitzvah, but when we sacrifice for something, those tests, those are the greatest nisyonos, and those catapult us to a higher madriga, to a certain closeness with Hashem, that we feel that we are dafka sacrificing for Hashem. And the postscript to the story is that next week, Scott's graduating from Binghamton. And on, I believe, June 23rd, Scott is getting married. And, of course, Binghamton happened to make their graduation on Shabbos. Another fun nisayon. And tremendous chus for me as his teacher and his friend to be able to see how he turned out and shaped his life from a person who in high school sat in the back of class, didn't really pay attention, didn't care, didn't apply to Israel, didn't want to go, and is able to grow in college, in a secular college, more than almost anyone I could imagine. And I'm so proud of him, and excited to dance with him at his wedding shortly. And it all comes from this, where he could turn himself, take the mitzvah Shabbos, and turn himself into an Ish Kadosh.